For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to Russia for two international summits begins today. The 7th BRICS summit scheduled for today and tomorrow in Ufa, Russia, and the 15th meeting of the Council of Shanghai Cooperation Organization Heads of State is scheduled for Thursday and Friday. At the SCO summit, a decision on starting the procedures for India and Pakistan to join the organization is scheduled to be adopted. President Xi Jinping is also due to have bilateral meetings with his Russian counterpart at the sidelines of the summits. China says it wants to strengthen cooperation with Russia to improve both countries' competitiveness in the fields of scientific and technological innovation. Vice Premier Wang Yang made the remarks at the International Industrial Trade Fair held in the Russian city of Yekaterinburg. He says bilateral cooperation will focus on exploring the best of China's industrial, capital, and market advantages and of Russia's edges in technology and talent. The International Industrial Trade Fair is an annual event held in Yekaterinburg since 2010. Beijing has reiterated its opposition to the arbitration case brought up by the Philippines against China in the South China Sea dispute. A foreign ministry spokesperson says China opposes any actions by the Philippines to bring up and push forward the arbitration process. Earlier, Chinese ambassador to Manila, Zhao Qianhua, urged the resumption of a bilateral negotiation over this dispute. Zhao also denounced criticisms that China is militarizing the waters. The Philippines filed the arbitration case to a UN tribunal in The Hague in early 2013. Rainstorms and gales are expected over the next 3 days in southeast China as two typhoons are forecast to make landfall. Typhoon Linfa is forecast to land on the coast of Fujian and Guangdong provinces tonight, and Typhoon Chanhom is expected to make landfall in Fujian and Zhejiang provinces late on Friday. Emergency responses have been initiated in the province of Fujian, where nearly 10,000 people have evacuated homes because of the incoming storms. Fishing activities and ferry services on two routes linking Fujian and Taiwan have also been suspended. The first batch of medical relief materials provided by the Red Cross Society of China to treat the victims of the Taiwan water park blaze was transported from Beijing to Taiwan by air on Tuesday. The supplies include nearly 1,300 boxes of dressings urgently needed by hospitals. Several other consignments will follow. So far, three victims of the tragedy have died and 230 remain in critical condition. The Eurozone's given Greece until Thursday to present new proposals to secure a deal with its international creditors. The decision was made at an emergency Eurozone leaders' summit in Brussels. A full EU summit is being called for Sunday to discuss the Greek debt crisis. The new Greek proposals will be discussed by Eurozone finance ministers on Saturday. The Eurozone had expected Greece to submit fresh plans on Tuesday after its voters rejected a deal in a referendum, but no new proposals were tabled. Talks between Iran and major powers on the country's nuclear issue have reportedly been extended for a couple of days as the negotiations have entered their most difficult and sensitive phase. Foreign ministers from the P5+1 group and Iran had been hoping to reach a deal by Tuesday, setting a decade of restrictions on the program and granting Iran relief from international sanctions. But all sides say that differences still remain. Diplomats had sought agreement by June 30th after missing previous deadlines last July and last November. U.S. President Barack Obama has held talks with the head of the ruling Communist Party of Vietnam, Nguyen Phu Cham, at the White House. Cham's visit comes 40 years after the end of the Vietnam War and 20 years since Washington and Hanoi resumed diplomatic ties. Obama's hailed the U.S.-Vietnam ties as a constructive relationship based on mutual respect. For his part, Cham noted the importance of the two countries having transformed from former enemies to comprehensive partners. The two leaders touched upon the Trans-Pacific Partnership at their meeting and discussed such issues as human rights and freedom of religion. Around 30 people were killed when a bomb blast ripped through a PAC government office in Zaria, northern Nigeria, on Tuesday. It's a suspected suicide attack by a teenage bomber, likely to be blamed on Boko Haram. The explosion occurred in an area where hundreds of workers had turned up for verification of their service records. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.